Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 14th of October. The season at York came to an end last Saturday, but Yorkshire-based trainers Kevin Ryan and Mark Johnston grabbed big race glory at Newmarket, while on Sunday, Malton-based Brian Ellison won the Irish Cesarewitch at the Curragh, courtesy of Montefeltro, who had won at York last month. Hambleton trainer Kevin Ryan saddled the first and second in the Group 1 Middle Park Stakes for two-year-olds at Newmarket, Astaire and Hot Streak. Both horses had won at York this season, notably Astaire, the winner of the Group 2 Gimcrack Stakes, while Hot Streak had won twice on the Knavesmire, including a listed race. To saddle the first and second in a Group 1 race is a wonderful achievement. Midland-based Mark Johnston teamed up with Sylvester D'Souza to take the Cesarewitch handicap with 66-1 chance scatter dice, while Brian Ellison took the Irish equivalent with Montefeltro on Sunday. At York last Saturday, Michael Dodds, who trains at Denton near Darlington, landed the main race, the Coral Sprint Trophy, with Mass Rally, ridden by PJ MacDonald. Mass Rally may well turn out again at Ascot on Saturday. For the record, the leading trainer at York this season for the first time was David O'Meara, while the top jockey was Ryan Moore, both recording 10 winners this year on the Knavesmire. Now, looking at the week ahead, a new season over jumps begins at Wetherby on Wednesday, the annual Spinal Research Day, starting at 2:20. The 18 times champion jockey over jumps, Tony McCoy, could be riding during the afternoon as he closes in on his 4,000th winner over jumps. It's back to the flat for racing at Redcar on Friday, set to begin at 2 o'clock, and featuring the Sam Hall Memorial Handicap Stakes over a mile and three quarters, named after the great Yorkshire trainer. The action moves to Catterick on Saturday, the richest race day of the year at the North Yorkshire track. The principal race is the Totepool Catterick Dash, a £25,000 handicap contest over five furlongs. The last meeting of the season at Pontefract takes place next Monday, the 21st of October. Racing begins at 10 past 2, and the main race is the Silver Tankard Stakes, a listed race for two-year-olds. On a national basis, it's the third British Champions Day at Ascot on Saturday, with the action shown live on Channel 4. Racegoers at Catterick on Saturday can see the action from Ascot on the giant screen and closed-circuit television system. Enjoy your racing.